like open doors, leading you down into my core, where I become so
the Road Warrior Radio broadcast. Sorry, we're having some technical difficulties. We're about to jump into a break, but we'll be right back with a reprise of Friday's discussion. You're not going to want to miss it. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hey, honey, I'm home.
I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, This is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Question. Is the world getting better or vastly worse?
A world economic collapse could come any day.
Question. Are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs? Question. Do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Answer. Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound.
Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited.
Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system.
Without water, you die.
It's all online at survivalistseeds.com.
Are you prepared?
That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become
property of the New World Order.
Do you ever forget why you walked into a room or where you put the car keys? Do you feel like you might be slowing down mentally? That could be a sign that the brain is aging. Our brains control nearly every function of our body, including our ability to learn, remember, and concentrate. Sadly, as we age, our brain cells begin to die off. We may lose 30 to 50,000 a day. In youth, brain cells are protected by special proteins, but these proteins become depleted as we age. University scientists in Wisconsin found a unique calcium-binding protein in jellyfish that can protect brain cells. Prevagen is the only all-natural replacement source for these proteins. Studies show that Prevagen can reduce brain cell loss by up to an astounding 50%. Side effects? The only kind reported are the ones you want, like a healthier brain, a sharper mind, and clearer thinking. Find out more by visiting our website at Prevagen.com. You can also purchase Prevagen by calling 888-814-0814. That's Prevagen.com or 888-814-0814. Call today for a special offer from Prevagen.
Back to Road Warrior Radio on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. We're having some fun. As I always say, welcome to the world of live radio. Well, the discussion on Friday caused such a stir and created so much interest that we're going to reprise that discussion with my guest Dave Kosak this evening, and I'm not going to belabor the introduction, but I will tell you that he is a very distinguished gentleman and that he knows what he's talking about. He's done his homework. He's lived through it. He's tested the technology, much of the technology that he talks about and discusses. And so without further ado, Mr. Kosak, thanks for coming on the show again. It's always a pleasure.
What would life be without technical difficulties? How are you doing, Chris?
Exactly. Well, that adds the spice. It's the spice of life, right?
Exactly. It's entertaining as all can be.
Well, before we get off into any number of rabbit holes, should we give a little bit of background and maybe where the listeners can find your information? Because I know that was something that people were asking about and that we didn't do enough of on Friday.
StopForeclosureInfo.org is the website where I have a book. It's basically my bread and butter. Let everybody know that I am not an attorney. And I have been through 99.9% of the stuff that I speak of. So with that said, and one other thing that I'm not in this to fight the system. I believe in a peaceful resolution of everything. And I think we are, as a society, coming to that, at least in this country, we are coming to the point where we can resolve all our issues, regardless of what they are, peacefully. And that's the exciting news to me. So, where would you like to start?
Well, I think that's you know, I know you say that, and it's a fascinating discussion. And you know, you say that the information and the technology, so to speak, is widely discussed. I think, you know, I believe that your approach to that and presentation of it is unique, in my opinion, in a sense, because I just think you have a much more positive attitude, and that's why I said on Friday, you know, you're not Pollyanna. As you said, you've lived through and experienced and used 99% of what you talk about, and it has a different flavor to it, I would say.
Yeah, and I fought the battles over the last 30 years. I've been at war against everybody, including school boards, congressmen, IRS. Oh my goodness, just everybody, until one day I woke up and said, you know, I don't need to fight.
Uh-huh.
There are better ways to do this. So we are there. I am resolving most of my challenges and inconveniences in a very peaceful way. And I am finding that those adversaries at work are becoming not only non-adversarial, but they're willing to go, you know, the extra yard in helping me accomplish resolving the issues. So, and this is good stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's, how much of that information would you say is disclosed in the material in your book, would you say? For the people Well, I was just going to say, for the people that want to know more about that, because I've had questions on specifics and documentation and things, and I know that you've offered help. For example, the first discussion that we had back in late May was about foreclosures, and not, you know, as you and I know, there and the listeners, obviously, there are any number of predators that want to take advantage of an opportune situation for themselves by basically
charging you some of money for their assistance, and that sometimes it doesn't work.
Exactly. Well, you know, I mean, you're 30, 60, 90 days down, and somebody comes along and says, "I can help you out of foreclosure. That'll be $25,000, please." That wasn't
$4,000 or $5,000 or whatever the amount is.
And, exactly. But you've obviously helped people find ways to help themselves out and either forestall or avoid foreclosure in otherwise dire circumstances. And that was the first discussion that we had. I believe that was May 26th.
Yeah, the secret is to understand the mechanism on where you're at. What we discussed in May was that, you know, we signed a document that gave all our power away to the bank. We also discussed that when you sign that promissory note and you hand it to them, the thing that you bought, the house, the car, whatever, has just been paid for. And at that point, you have been defrauded by nondisclosure and all sorts of fun stuff to keep paying a service agent, which is usually the bank or a company the bank owns, to pay three or four times the amount of the money that you created. So we understand this now, and now we have definite solutions to be able to slow down the foreclosure, if not stop it, and to challenge it. So this is good stuff, and it all basically boils down to a rescission of your signature on the documents, removing the trustee and the beneficiary, if you have one, if you're in a trustee state, demanding evidence that they are the holder in due course of the note. There's thousands of now cases showing that judges have said, well, you don't have the original note, you don't have a debt. Holy moly.
So, yeah.
So this is good stuff. And now we're moving to the point where, okay, we have this, but now we can do it non-controversial instead of challenging them, saying, okay, let's have the note and let's show you this, let's go to court, let's do all this stuff. There is an easier way to pay this stuff off. And there is accepted for value technology out there where you can set yourself up and use your Social Security number and your signature to pay off whatever the bank or company or credit card company, whatever, is asking you to pay. And I'm finding this being done increasingly. Now, my personal method is that which has been seems to be becoming very successful, and, you know, I'm doing it every day, is I get a bill, I write accepted for value, exempt from levy, I sign it, date it, put my Social Security number on it, diagonally across the page, I attach with it a 1040V, which you can get off the IRS site, and then I also attach a 1099 OID and send that in. The neat thing about that is if they don't accept it and they send it back to you, if you have any problems with it, you can contact the Secret Service and say, hey, these guys are violating the bankruptcy laws, and they will pay them a visit.
So what you're talking about, and again, you know, I believe this is a hybrid. You know, it reminds me some of your bio information from when you ran for office is still online. And one of the things that I read says I approach politics quite differently than that of others. And I think, you know, knowing what I know of you, I would say that would probably pertain to all aspects of life. You know, you're talking about operating within the constructs of a system that has been built and was not supposed to be discovered, really, by the general public.
Yeah, and I think it was almost a divine gift or divine intervention that when these guys put the system together in 1913 and 1879, or 1789, when they started putting all this stuff together, when the bad guys wanted to say, okay, how do we control the people? How do we control the people? Somewhere along the line, they hid the solution in the laws, which is now coming out. Because what they did, basically in 1933 in the HJR 192 document was, if they did not do what they did, they would have been hung for treason, period. They could not make us liable to pay a debt that doesn't exist.
Interesting. We'll be right back. You're listening to Road Warrior Radio.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. Okay, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Welcome back to Road Warrior Radio with my distinguished guest, Mr. David Kosak. And, you know, what you were discussing off the air, the fact that you have a very positive outlook. I was mentioning, as I said before the break, that your bio, when you were running for office, mentioned that you have a different outlook on life than the others, or different, you approach things differently, politically speaking, in that sense than others, and you have a different outlook on life, you said, more positive, and is interesting, you know, you mentioned the scriptures. I think that Proverbs 10:24, which says, what the wicked fears will come upon him, but the desire of the righteous will be granted. And then Proverbs 11:23 says, the desire of the righteous is only good, but the expectation of the wicked is wrath. Is that kind of what you're talking about?
Well, kind of like ask and you'll receive it.
Right on.
You know, and if you ask for positive things and you think of positive things and you say, well, you know, even if the person that you're dealing with, you just can't absolutely stand at all. You can always come up with a positive thought. My favorite favorite analogy is, well, at least he breathes well. You know, and I could be in a heated discussion with the person, and to keep me balanced, I say, well, you know, he's got good breath control there, and we could be on opposite sides of the planet in our discussion. But it never gets to that point anymore where I'm really angry at anybody. It gets to the point where I get a little frustrated, and you know, because you know, people frustrate people, and if we get to a point where you know we can accept that person and actually love that person that could be considered our adversary, that person will change in their relationship to you. You may not agree, but you will not be angry that you disagree, and it will be okay. Because it all turns out the way you want it to turn out, whether you want to admit that or not. If you have negative thoughts, negativity is going to come into your life. If you have positive thoughts, then only positive things are going to come into your life. And it takes some time to get that basically rolling. But once you do, it gets easier and easier and easier, where you wake up and you put your feet on the floor and you go, wow, it's going to be a great day today. And you giggle. Well, that's the way I try to start my days every day.
Right on. And I don't want to get into, you know, I'll get in trouble if this turns into a Bible study or a sociology 101 class, but I was asked to make sure by a few people to stick fairly closely to the topic. But, you know, that what you started out with there reminded me of Luke 16, the parable of the shrewd manager. You know, Jesus is basically saying that the shrewd manager who essentially stole from his boss was he was praised for his shrewdness. So that kind of reminds me of, I joke with some friends of mine that don't like, one in particular that has no, there's no love lost, you know, for Bill Gates. And I say, you know, that's probably, he's talking about Bill Gates there, and this guy just cringes when he hears that. But that would be the analogy I would use and the thought that, well, that you started with.
Let's apply that analogy to the IRS.
Right.
And, you know, we've always been brought up to think, and it goes back, you know, from hearing my dad say, well, those IRS bastards doing such and such, such and such. And understanding that they have a job to do. Now, you can either fight because you don't understand their system or why they're doing what they're doing, or you can sit back and say, okay, what are the rules do they play by? Why are they playing this way? And why don't I understand it? What do they want from me? They actually don't want anything from you but your signature. So they can produce the money or the funds or however you want to put it to balance their books. They've got the paperwork to do that. So when you get a tax bill, if you open it up and you've got that coupon on the bottom and you actually can make a money order out of it, sign it, send it back to them with an accepted for value with a 1040B form and say, thank you very much, the tax liability will be extinguished. But we also have to understand that every cent we put out in the public is actually a tax. Because everything is prepaid. Because of the way Congress took away gold from us and the gold standard, because actually it was not supporting commerce. It was starting to not support commerce because there was not enough gold and silver for everybody to have an abundance. Go ahead.
I was just going to say that was great point. We're coming up on a break, but you know, getting back to the IRS, we won't make it a Bible study, but that's Proverbs 16:4. The Lord has made everything for its own purpose, even the wicked for the day of evil. Anyway, you're listening to the Road Warrior Radio broadcast with my guest David Kosak. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Hi, I'm Ayala Jags. I'm in business just like you. I spend a lot of time on my cell phone, and I'm very concerned about the potential dangers of cell phone radiation, and you should be too. I found dozens of studies from around the world linking cell phone use to everything from skin conditions to brain tumors. It's shocking, it's scary. Numerous products claim to block cell phone radiation, but do they really? Then I found the Wave Shield. It's the only shielding device that has survived rigorous testing in an FTC-listed lab and is proven to block up to 97% of cell phone radiation from entering your sensitive inner ear. The Wave Shield is easy to apply, it fits almost every phone, and it really, really works. Don't take chances. Protect yourself, protect your family. The Wave Shield is only $19.95. Take just a moment. Call and order your Wave Shield right now. The evidence is growing. Why take a chance? Protect everyone you love. Call now.
866-989-9147.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect, that yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
All right, welcome back to Road Warrior Radio with my guest, Dave Kosak. And I had a request for a couple of questions. The first was, and by the way, if you're interested in asking Mr. Kosak a question, feel free to call in. We'll take calls for the rest of the show. And the number, sorry.
No, go ahead.
The number is 800-313-9443. And as he mentioned before, you can find his information at stopforeclosureinfo.org. You can order a copy of his book, and I can tell you that it's very informative, and you also can you'll get more resources than just that. It's very informative, and as I said on Friday, I've received emails from people across the country that have sung your praises, so I know that that information is helping. So so go to stopforeclosureinfo.org and take a look at Mr. Kosak's information there, and you can get a copy of his most recent book. And I'm going to let the cat out of the bag again. You're working on another one with some updated technology or...
with the forms, just like the first book. You'll have basically forms, how-to, examples, and I try to make it as easy as possible for people to follow, plus give them some background information on all of that fun stuff.
Right on. Well, the question, the first question was contract. I think the second one is a better question, but I'll ask the first one anyway. Contract with Dish Network, the person's being abused. Do you have any suggestions on that? What would you, how would you approach that?
Well, first of all, what is considered abuse? You know, it's a hard question to answer. But if you've got a if you've got a problem with a contract with a Dish Network or some sort of entity that you've you're in agreement and they have broken their side of the contract, and please understand that I am not an attorney.
Right.
But I would start writing affidavits of truth, and I would put it in the negative averment, and I would be sending it pointing out all the faults. And if they don't start answering those point by point, that's putting them in a position of agreeing to what you say. And you don't do this through the courts, you do this privately. At some point, when you send this stuff in and you send in your affidavit, I would do it by via a notary, and then have the notary respond to a notice of non-response when they don't respond in a timely fashion. So, without knowing what type of damages Dish Network is doing somebody or abusing, I mean, that's a pretty serious charge. It's hard for me to understand without seeing the contract and knowing more
sure.
about the circumstances.
Sure. We have some callers on the line. I think we'll jump into that. And the second question can wait. That one's just a fun question. But we have Steve from Colorado on the line. So let's go to Steve real quick. Steve, you have a question for Mr. Kosak?
Yes, I do. Hello.
Hello.
Good evening.
Good evening. Now my question is this: I heard you speaking earlier about how you handle the IRS, and I think that's I looked at other people that have done these types of things, and I find that they end up with problems. I'm thinking of the Elaine Brown case, the situation with the former IRS lady and
Sherry Jackson,
and also Erwin Schiff. And who I thought he's been studying this and doing this for many years. So what did they do wrong, Dave, if I can call you Dave?
I don't know what they do wrong, but I have the feeling that they went to combat the IRS. They went and they drew a line in the sand and they said, "This is it, fellas, bring it on." I don't think that's a proper approach in any situation. I think if you take a much more passive stance and say, what did I do wrong? I see. There are several ways to resolve this. You know, people keep bringing up the constitutional situation on whether tax is legal or not legal. I'm not going to go into that because, boy, you can make a good argument on both sides. But what I'm saying is we have a whole assortment of specie of money available to us that we can use to pay all of our debts. And it doesn't have to be just Federal Reserve notes. In fact, there is a problem with paying any debt with a Federal Reserve note because it violates Title 50, Trading with the Enemy Act. So instead, send them what they want. Send them
Among
a document
others.
That they can go, "Wow, look, we can make money out of this. Thanks." And then they'll send you a letter, "Thank you for your payment. Have a good day. Yeah, we'll be looking forward to dealing with you in the future."
And
you
what
know, this is a good point.
What document
this is
would
a good time
be?
To point out. Go ahead.
I was asking, what document would that be? And they accept this document other than payment in Federal Reserve notes?
Yeah, well, actually, yeah, payment in Federal Reserve notes is not taking care of the problem. It's just giving another IOU for the claim of funds that they want. If you really want to resolve an issue, a payment issue, you accept it for value and you you use your Social Security and your birth certificate, and you balance out the count that way. Like I mentioned, accept it for value, exempt from levy, sign it, date it, put your Social Security number on it without the dashes or with the dashes. They get it either way.
And you've had success with this in the past?
Yes.
And this is
a good time to point out. I am going to point out that you've gone through the school of hard knocks, as you said. You know, you did the draw the line in the sand approach to a certain extent in the beginning, and as you said on Friday, those agencies fight like a wounded badger, like you said.
Yeah, and they beat me senseless. There's no.
All right, well, I won't take any more of your radio time. I appreciate your answer. Can I find this information in your books?
Not so much this, but the upcoming book you will. Anybody who buys the book now will get a free copy of the rewrite or the second book.
All right, and will you give a number before you get off the air of how to contact you?
Yeah, it's on the webpage.
Okay, yeah, I'm looking at your site now. All right,
okay.
Well, very good. Thank you for your time. I enjoyed the show.
Thanks,
okay,
Steve.
Thanks very much.
All right. Let's go to Deloitte in Idaho. Deloitte, thanks for calling in.
Hi there.
Hi.
I met a man literally about 5 hours ago, and he expects to have to move out of his house in about 10 days.
Uh-huh.
And it's some type of a foreclosure, and I didn't question him that much about it, but. Is there some way to stop something like that? Apparently, he's already went through the court system and everything.
Did he file Chapter 13?
I don't know. I don't think so.
That's the best way to stop it temporarily. When you file Chapter 13, it puts everything on hold, and then you can go in there and start challenging the B-10 forms that they are going to file. Because the B-10 forms that they fill out, which is a proof of claim form, has a penalty of 5 years in prison and $500,000 fine if the person on that who signs that form lies. Well, nearly every single one of them is a lie.
Uh-huh.
So. In fact, it seems to me that they're not even nobody's signing them. People are starting not to sign them because they know they're the liability factor. If they put in a false B-10 form and there's no proof of claim, and they just put in some paperwork that shows there's some figures there, that at one point the bank thinks that they owe them these monies or they've paid these monies or whatever, but there's actually no proof of claim. And then you can do an adversarial complaint in bankruptcy, which basically means, and there's a form for that. Just you can fill it out, put it, file it to court, and sue the attorney, sue the banks. In bankruptcy court, making them come in with a show cause, saying, "Hey, we have this legitimate claim," when actually they don't. And when they don't, then the bank says, "Uh-oh."
So at that point in time, you don't have to pay the bank anymore. They haven't been able to prove their claims, so your payments are finished, right?
Well, you have to prove that. Actually, you shouldn't have to pay the bank anyway, but the problem is you signed a document that says, "Hey, I'm going to pay you even though you're monetizing my signature into the full value." And you put in a confession of judgment in the note, which somewhere you're going to find it. And they're going to say, "Well, I'm guilty if I don't pay these charges that are going to add up to three times the mortgage amount." The whole thing is based on deceit, and they're not disclosing what they are actually doing, and that's fraud, downright. Again, this is a battle line last resort, but if you're in that position, you want to. You want to stop it. Plus, the new technology is coming out. You can use the IRS to actually pay that debt, they refund the money to you of that note that you signed.
Well, I'm aware of that, and I'm just wondering about how far this guy is already into the process, and wondering if there's any way to stop it.
Yeah, file chapter 13.
I'm going to talk to him and ask him some more questions, and maybe I'll have him get a hold of you. Maybe
you can send him to the website. Have him send me an email. I'll answer him.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
Thank you. You too.
Great call. And, again, you know, that was the subject of the first show that we did back in May. We have Dan from Texas on the line now. Let's grab Dan real quick while we're taking calls. Dan.
Yes, sir. Great show, of course. So I was wondering, if you're going to buy houses that people have been kicked out of, isn't it the best one to buy is one called a tax lien? I mean, a tax sale?
No
taxes, and they knew they just want to lose their house. And apparently that's the best way to get a house, the cheapest way to get one. Is that true?
Yeah, you know, I have a problem with that whole method. I don't like taking away people's homes by buying them at tax sales. I don't like taking away people's homes by buying them at a foreclosure sales. I think there's a real moral issue there that one has to address. But there
I mean, if with it, but if you buy it and then let them live there and pay rent, is that ethical in your opinion?
Well, no. But what I'm saying is there is a better way to purchase a house without basically using any of your own money. And you can basically file the proper papers once again and with the real estate office or with the bank. And even though the people are out of those homes, and, you know, they made the mistake by leaving them, because I would never leave a home, regardless of who is at my front door, you can purchase property in such a way where, you don't have to take any dollars out of your pocket, get that property free and clear.
So
there's other
methods
to do that.
And that's what your website explains. Your system explains how to do that.
Well, it's going to. What my stuff explains at this present moment is how to slow down, stop remedies for foreclosure.
Oh, slow them down. Okay.
Yeah, the new book will have much more of this stuff in much more detail.
Okay. I used to be a real estate loan officer, and boy, what a crock that is. In fact, some of the schools here in Houston are actually teaching them literally how to cheat people, you know, the loan app of the front end, the back end of the loan application, all that bull, you know?
Yeah, I did that for 30 years. Well, I've been a broker for 30 years. I own my own office and all that other stuff, too. Yeah,
they make their money ripping people off with the hidden charges.
Well, yeah, this is what's frustrating about the whole industry. You know, you're there supposedly servicing people and helping them and getting their American dream, and because of a greed factor, you're taught to rip people off. And
what do you think of the zero? I'm going to start with the interest-only loan. Is that a good idea, interest-only loan?
I don't think any loan is a good idea.
Well, the people I talked to that did it, they had interest-only loan. They live there for 10, 15 years or 30. Then they either sell it, and when it comes time that the loan's due, they get another interest-only loan and just live there forever paying the principal and none of the interest, and the house goes up in value, and they come out ahead, apparently, if it works that way.
Well, here's a novel concept. How about if you have a loan, you do some documentation, you send it to the bank, the loan is paid for, and then all of a sudden you don't have to be paying any principal because they didn't loan you any principal in the first place. They tricked you.
Yeah.
Right.
That'd
well,
be good.
As you said, yeah, they monetize your signature, and what you're talking about is the typically referred to as the missed fortune concept because, I can't think of his name. Doug,
well, they're trying to divert your attention into saving a few shekels. Right. When they're, you know, when they're taking the, you know, the major portion of your wealth away.
Well, they're not even really shekels. They're trying to, you know.
Well, shekels is used for, you know, terms of money. It might as well be coconuts, you know.
A few species, as you pointed out earlier.
Yeah. Yeah, there's all sorts of species. But, you know, the shekels I refer to are the Federal Reserve notes that they think
right.
they are depriving you from. In fact, it is our responsibility as taxpayers, and I know that's a dirty word, or as American citizens, or however you want to, however you want to refer to it, is that we have a duty to report and get the refund of any money that we created and put out in the public. Because if we don't, then it's a violation of law.
Interesting.
And that's why
We'll finish that when we come back. You're listening to Road Warrior Radio with my guest, Dave Kosak. We'll be right back.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
My very distinguished guest, Dave Kosak, who, man, has a different take on life and this whole fiat system that most people just want to throw out. I guess, you know, in this discussion, throwing out the baby with the bathwater. But getting back on track, we have one more caller, and I want to get to that last question. So real quick, this question that was put in ahead. We'll do that real fast. This gentleman has three houses, been making mortgage payments. and wants to know how to do what you just said, how to go about getting free and clear title on those three houses.
Okay, well, let's start out with the slow way. Instead of just going in there, he can, for the last 3 years, he can add up all his monthly mortgage payments, fill out the proper 1099 paperwork, send it into the IRS, get a refund of all those payments that he made. All of a sudden, he's going to get 3 years of house payments back in the mail.
1099 OID?
Yeah, the OID and, the 1096, the 1040, and you send in the packet to the IRS. They say, this guy put all this money into the public. He deserves a refund. So they give you all that money back.
Okay.
And then all of a sudden you have 3 years, and you can either here's a neat thing, you can take that 3 years' worth of payments, put it towards the principal, or send it to the bank, and then claim again that 3 years' worth of principal that you paid in the next year's tax return, and they will refund that to you. So you're basically going to be doubling and tripling, and you can pay this this thing off in no time at all. And then the final coup de grace is you can just send them in a accepted for value and even attach a promissory note if you want to, you know, give them double the money and have them set just balance the account to zero.
Okay. And without further delay, let's grab Charlene in Missouri real quick. Charlene, thanks for calling in.
I just discovered your show. It's very good.
Thank you.
I've often wondered what the scripture meant when they said they will throw their gold and silver in the streets. Is that a time that's already occurred, or is that supposed to happen shortly? Because a lot of people have been encouraging people to sort of defend their money with gold and silver. What is all your take on that?
Well, gold and silver, my take on gold and silver is you can't eat it. So if you hoard it, that goes against Scripture in the first place, because you're not allowed to hoard anything. But I don't have any use for gold and silver except for my electronic equipment. I don't wear jewelry, and I don't have to flash it. I don't have a stockpile of gold or gold certificates. That's the old ways of creating wealth. I think the new way of creating wealth is by your faith and your joy. That's where the true wealth is. If you want to invest in something, you know, invest in food. But I don't think you need gold and silver.
I like your principle of not being an adversarial person, because Christ, the principle of Christ is that we should pursue peace as far as depends on us.
Yeah, amen to that. And that's all the great prophets, leaders, whomever, say that exact thing. You don't need to fight. You know, if you don't fight, God gives you
Ways. Not to fight against flesh and blood.
Right.
Yeah,
thanks, Charlene, for calling in. Thanks, Dave, for coming on the show again. I really appreciate it. Folks, you've been listening to Road Warrior Radio with my special guest, Dave Kosak. Go to stopforeclosureinfo.org. Check out his information. Thanks, and we'll catch you tomorrow.
Men, are you urinating more